More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show, also known as the Freedom Hut, for those of you who have been with me since, oh God, over a decade now, original Saturday Squad. You know what I'm talking about. We've got some things to dive into here. Are there special laws, as in a privileged legal status, for illegal immigrants in this country, for illegal aliens? Is that a thing? It actually is. And even with regard to health issues, I will break this down to public health. This may come as a shock or probably not. Also, we've got the city of Denver is going to pay $4.7 million to 300 Black Lives Matter protesters for violating curfew. So privilege law also. For BLM rioters, because why would you stay out if you're a protester at night, stay out beyond curfew? No, it's to riot and break things and cause mayhem and terrorize people, as we all know. But that's not a surprise at all. And then also just an update from Ron DeSantis in Florida and in the aftermath of the hurricane. He's doing a very competent job. Wondering if people are noticing, looking at this and saying, yeah, a guy who is really good at getting things done and not a lot of bluster, but just a lot of results. That's an interesting concept. I'm just saying it's an interesting concept, you know, for a governor or maybe for somebody who's also running for president. Perhaps it'll get some attention. It's possible. So something that we should discuss. All right, let's start with this. The city of New York officials here are telling everyone that if you have, now keep in mind, they were absolutely adamant that you had to get the vaccine or you couldn't go to restaurants, you couldn't go to your job, you get fired from your job. You couldn't even come back into the country unless you had the vaccine. If you were a professional athlete and you were traveling, you know, there's all these crazy rules about the vaccines, all these crazy rules. COVID vaccine specifically, which, as we know, doesn't even stop the spread. So the whole thing was completely idiotic. But it turns out that they are willing to have an entirely different set of rules. What a shock for illegal immigrants and specifically migrant children who are now being put into New York City public schools. You'd be saying to yourself, oh, so that's now another a burden that the taxpayer in New York is going to be picking up. New York has super high taxes already. So New York City public schools are taking these migrant children and they don't make them get vaccinated. Wait, hold on a second. So for all these other things, you had to prove vaccination for migrant kids, the children of illegals, I mean, they're in the country illegally too, who are living entirely at taxpayer expense. They are not forced to get the vaccine. Just think about this. Illegals don't have to get the vaccine. You and I, if we're in New York City, get fired from our job, can't have your kid in school. How can they justify this? Here you go. Play this. It's astonishing when you hear it.
And so students in temporary housing, they do not need to show proof of vaccination in order to enter school. However, we are working with our partners in health and hospitals. They've been amazing with the DSS, with the Department of Health to get the students vaccinated. Students in temporary housing, if it's always been in place for students, they don't have to show proof of vaccination upon entering.
So this is part of a larger pattern. It's important people understand that. And the pattern is that not only do we make excuses for the laws that illegals violate or make excuses for them, they also get to abide by an entirely different set of rules. Entirely different set of rules when it comes to a whole range of things. Illegal immigrants in the country, first of all, they're in the country illegally in terms of status. I know right now they're pretending to be asylum seekers, but almost none of them will actually get asylum. Many of them won't show up for their hearings. That's illegal. But they'll often engage in document fraud. That's never prosecuted. They'll engage in Social Security fraud. They'll forgery. I mean, you know, yeah, I understand. No one's saying that these are horrible crimes, but they're illegal. And if you do them, I assure you, if you commit forgery, if you don't pay your taxes, anything like that, you're going to get in trouble. But illegals, come on, we can't expect illegals to obey the law. Right? Not all of the laws. This is yet another moment where the ideology of the left is that not only are illegal immigrants better than Americans, and the left has, they've trained their activists, they've trained the Democrat base to believe this, that illegals are better than Americans. All Americans of all different kinds, all different races, backgrounds, ethnicities, illegals are better than you. That's what the Democrat Party believes. They're more law-abiding, they work harder, etc. But they will say that to you, and then they'll also tell you, well, we can't really hold them to the same standards and hold them to the same legal standards that the rest of us are. I mean, it's such a violation of sovereignty. It's so disgraceful. And the fact that the Democrats allow this is really just a function of, one, I mean, they do want the dissolution of America as we knew it and know it, and that is what they're trying to achieve. But also, they recognize that by creating effectively a semi-permanent underclass of illegals in this country who will be dependent upon state resources, eventually, whether through amnesty and then mass citizenship or through anchor babies and then the family association to the illegal that brought them here, they will get more Democrat votes. It's all it comes down to. It's power. They want power. And unfortunately, they're able to achieve it through these means. And there's really very little pushback out there. You know, there's some chatter in financial circles that our government could announce a central bank digital currency. And that's a big deal if that happens. And that could be in place of the cash that you and I are used to using our whole lives. That means a whole lot more government ability to track everything you do. And it also means that they're going to be able to take from you or give to you whatever they want. Well, look, there's this guy. He's a former Wall Street insider named Tika Tiwari. He thinks this is the kind of event, in the kind of once-in-a-lifetime financial event you need to plan for. He's exposing this government plan in a revealing new video and showing you three steps you need to take to prepare. Go to dollarrecall.com to watch this video. Some in the government don't want you to see it. That's dollarrecall.com, dollarrecall.com. Learn how to prepare before it's too late. That's dollarrecall.com, paid for by Palm Beach Research Group. This is one of these stories that I say you've got to be kidding me, but no, not kidding. Denver to pay $4.7 $1 million to BLM protesters who violated emergency curfew during the 2020 riots. Left-wing cities like Denver, Democrat-run enclaves of communist lunacy, pay the rioters, you see? They pay them. That's how bad this is. It's not even they won't punish them. It's then they take your tax dollars from you and they give it to the rioters, you know, because that's what they deserve. They deserve a check. Denver City Council unanimously approved the settlement on Monday of this past week. $4.7 million for 300 Black Lives Matter protesters for violating city curfew. It was a class action lawsuit. The protesters were detained for two or more days. Says the arrest put the plaintiffs in danger of contracting COVID. Oh my gosh, you mean the thing that all of us got? Maybe they shouldn't have been out rioting if they were so worried about COVID. Did anyone ever think about that? It says the arrest caused demonstrators to miss work. Well, yes, that's what happens when you're arrested. When you're arrested, you can miss work. That is a thing. It's honestly, it's appalling. Because think of the message this sends. They're taking money from people who live in Denver, the city of Denver residents. If you don't pay that, they'll garnish your wages. They might even put you in jail. They're taking that money and they're giving it to people who broke the law willingly and knowingly, but they have the right politics for Democrats, so they're paying them off. It's why you've got to find a way to escape the Democrat apparatus in these places. You've got to find a way out and away from all of this because it's not going to change anytime soon. They kind of like the way things are. You have to understand. They think that this is the way that things should be. You know, I've got this in my hand right now for those of you who are watching on video, but if you're just listening to me, let me tell you, I'm holding a one-blade razor in my hand right now. One-blade shave. I'm going to use it right after I do this podcast, actually. It's time for me to shave because one-blade is the highest quality you're going to get out there. If you shave, trust me, it's going to be a whole different experience for you. It's so much of a closer shave, so much smoother on your face than anything else you're used to. The only thing that comes close to be like a straight shave you could do at a barbershop for $50 or $40 or whatever it is. But this you can do at home yourself. And it doesn't cost you all that money. The big razor companies lie to you. They say you need four razors or eight razors or whatever. No. One. That's why it's one blade. One high quality blade in one well-made razor, which is what we have here, is what you get with one blade. It's made out of metal, not plastic. It's not cheap. It's not some garbage you throw away. You keep this razor. You change out the blades one at a time, one blade. All orders have a 60-day return policy, whether you use all of your blades or none of them. So to elevate your shave experience and get 20% off your one blade order right now, go to onebladeshave.com/buck. That's one, spelled out, O-N-E, bladeshave.com/B-U-C-K to get 20% off your first order, onebladeshave.com/buck. And now, I said it before, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, he's already last year showed tremendous managerial ability and really leadership skill in handling a natural disaster. And here he is talking about the latest Idalia hurricane and how they're already, they've cleared everything pretty much and they're getting everything up and running. Here you go.
The Cedar Key Bridge has officially been cleared by FDOT, and residents, first responders, and law enforcement can now pass. Residents should follow the guidance of the local emergency and law enforcement personnel in terms of any type of restrictions that may be on that, but the bridge has been cleared by the state. All state bridges at this point have also been cleared.
Now, I understand we're in a very tense primary right now, and the people feel very strongly about who their person should be. But honesty, which I think is important still, and is a principle that I will insist on living by, at least myself, honesty dictates that I will say to you that Ron DeSantis is an excellent governor, the best really in the country, and continues to get the job done and make the right decisions. As governor, and I will argue anybody who wants to argue on that point. I just think it's worth pointing out because, you know, even for people who don't like him, if Republicans who don't want him as president Fine. That's fine. I'm not, you know, it's a primary. Everybody can choose who they want. Don't tell me Ron DeSantis is bad as a governor, though. I'm not here for that. I'm not here to be lied to by people because they're so invested in Vivek or Trump or Nikki Haley or whomever. That's all fine. Pick whomever you want. Of course, I'm not in a position to tell anybody who they can or can't vote for in a primary. But DeSantis is an excellent governor because I've been seeing some people out there trying to trash him and say he wasn't good on COVID or he's not that good a governor or whatever. No. Sorry. It's just not true. People can get as mad about that as they want. But any Republican who gets mad about that, I'd want to say he's doing a great job for us, for our team, for our principles. Why we can accept that and say that maybe you want somebody else as president. Fine. Maybe you want that as president. That's up to you. But true is true. And he's showing us once again that he's doing a phenomenal job. All right, that's it, team. Thanks for hanging. More coming soon. Shields high.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.